Okay. Let's go to Proverbs 13, verse 15 and 16. It says, a person with good sense is respected. A treacherous person walks a rocky road. Now then, do you like to be around a person with good sense? I had much rather be around someone with good common sense, you know, that's easy to work with and everything, than a treacherous person. And if you're around a treacherous person, I really don't like being around that kind of people. I want to stay away from them. Don't you? Yeah. I don't want to be around those kind of people. But that treacherous person is going to walk a rocky road. Now then, a rocky road, you know, I think about the rocks that I had in front of the ministry center when we first got the building up and it first got the door in. The first few days it rained. And so you couldn't get in here without being in the mud. So I took my front end loader, went out there and got scooped up a couple of bucketfuls of those big inch and a half rock, and I dumped them right in front of the door. Well, it's real easy to get in now if you got big tennis shoes on, like I wear, or something. It's easy to walk on those rocks, but still you have to be careful. Because when you step out there, you can turn your ankle, even on rocks that are inch and a half in size. But when Cheryl tried to come out here with her dinky little feet, forget it, she couldn't, I mean, she just couldn't hardly get out of this place without hurting her ankle. You know, she's got such little feet, and with those great big old rocks, it's very difficult for her to walk. And she told me, she said, honey, before Sunday, you know, when you have the first, you got to do something. She said, these women that come out here, especially if some of them come in high heels, you can't walk on high heels with that. So I knew she was right, and so I knew people wasn't going to I knew people wasn't going to come to church on Sunday with big flat tennis shoes on or boots on like I walk in. I knew some of those women were going to have little feet like hers, and they were not going to be able to walk. So I really didn't want to spend that much money, but I went ahead and we moved the rock, and we put down a few $100 worth of asphalt out there. Which made it a little easier for the ladies and everybody to walk in. So at least now you can get in. So, but a rocky road, when you try to walk a rocky road, now that if you were having to go a long distance on a really rocky road, and some of them down in Mills County where I live, you can't walk except on a rocky road. And it's really something to try to get across the country. So you have to learn how to walk. So, but a treacherous person walks a rocky road, which means he falls and stumbles a whole lot. Now, wise people think before they act. Wise people think before they act. Fools don't, and they even brag about it. Isn't that amazing how that people will do crazy things and then brag about their stupid mistakes? You see that. I think, gee, wow. But it's just amazing that I love to be around a lot of good Christian people, because good Christian people are wise people because they have wisdom from God. And the Bible says a wise man seeks the counsel of many wise men. So I like to talk to wise men. I like to glean from them what they've learned from God. So that's the kind of people I like to be around. I don't like to be around people that have no wisdom, no knowledge, or nothing. I like to be around men that can do things, that are wise, you know, that have been very successful in life, that have walked with God and are obedient to Him. That's the kind of people I like to spend my time with. 17 and 18, let's go on here, Dave. An unreliable messenger stumbles into trouble, but a reliable messenger brings healing. That must mean I'm a reliable messenger, huh? Because we have brought healing to many, many people over the years. An unreliable messenger stumbles into trouble. Unreliable. Undependable. Not someone that you can depend upon. but a reliable messenger brings healing. If you ignore criticism, and a lot of people do this, you know, don't tell me what I've done wrong, I don't want to know. Or, you know, especially if your husband or your wife does something and you try to give them a little constructive criticism, sometimes, you know, if they're not really tuned in to God, it don't go across real good if you try to tell them something they could do to make a change. I know if some of y'all heard me, I think maybe all of y'all heard this little joke. It wasn't a joke, it was a real thing. But one day, I don't know how long Cheryl and I have been married, a year or something, 6 months or a year or whatever. And, I mean, everything appeared to be going okay. You know, there wasn't any conflict or problem that I could see. But I asked her a question one day. I said, honey, is there anything I could do that would make your life better and more pleasant? Boy, immediately she had an answer. I thought, gee, here I thought I was perfect, you know. I wanted her to say, no, honey, you do everything so perfect. I just love it. But that's not what she said. She said, yes. I said, oh? I said, what could I do, you know, that would so dramatically change your life? She said, you could at least take your T-shirts off without turning them wrong side out. I thought, what? I said, that, you know, the very first thought that comes to my mind, well, get over it, woman. Turn them right side out yourself. I didn't say that, though. But you know how we are. I mean, I might as well be truthful. That's the thought that comes to my mind. I mean, so what's the big deal about a T-shirt being wrong side out? Just reach in there and turn it right side out. You know, that's what I thought. I wanted to just back off and say, well, woman, get over it, you know. But I thought, that would really make your life better, honey, if I took the T-shirt off. I said, I've tucked them off like that all my life. You know, I just reach up like this and, whoosh, you know, and rip it off. When I do, it's wrong side out. And I thought, now, how are you going to teach an old dog new tricks? How am I going to take a T-shirt off? So I thought, well, I guess I better. So I started trying to do it this way, you know, just grab hold of the back of the neck and pull it off like that. And I found out that worked pretty good. And so now then I can pull it off, and when I do, it's still right side out. Now, the only time I can't get it off like that is if I've been working outside and it's hot and I'm soaking wet with sweat. Then there ain't no way you can pull it off like that. When that thing's wet, so you have to pull it off, turn it wrong side out, and then, of course, the few times that I'm soaking wet sweat, I always turn it right side out before I put it in the laundry. So for my lovely honey buddy, every time she goes about, are my T-shirts right side out when you do the laundry? Yeah. Now, don't ask your mate, is there something I can do for you, unless you plan to listen, right? And if they say something, and you may think you're perfect, but they may bust your bubble, you know, so don't be ashamed to take it as constructive criticism. Because the Lord says, if you ignore criticism, you will end in poverty and disgrace. So who wants to end in poverty and disgrace? If you ignore criticism, somebody says, you know, you could have done it this way, and it might have worked out better. And you say, well, who is she to tell me what to do? Or who is he to tell me what to do? But if you'd listened, it might have worked and made you some money or something. Who knows? You know, so I know I've had people tell me those kind of things in life. If you ignore criticism, you will end in poverty and disgrace. Now then, is this God's word we're talking about here? If this is his rules, then it's going to work just like he said, isn't it? I mean, there's not anything you can do about it. If you ignore the things God tells you to adhere to, it will bring forth exactly what's written in this book, because he said it. So if you ignore criticism, you will end in poverty and disgrace. If you accept criticism, you will be honored. Now then, that sounds like a whole lot better deal, doesn't it? Accept it, listen to it, think about it, and then see what you want to change. And if you do, you will be honored. Okay, let's go to the next ones. It is pleasant to see dreams come true. Now, that's true. I, I love to have a dream, and I love to see it come true. But it says, fools will not turn from evil to obtain them. In other words, if you're living in evil, doing something wrong, your dreams will not come true. God says for your dreams to come true, you have to be an obedient son or daughter of God. And then your dreams will come true. But it doesn't mean they're going to come true immediately. How many of you know that when we were young, maybe most of us, we had a dream when we were young of getting married to the perfect person, you know, being Mrs. Wright or Mr. Wright, you know, everything's perfect, buying you a nice home, having beautiful children, and everything go good, and you get older and have beautiful grandchildren, and there not be any sickness and disease, and everything go perfect, and then you live to get to be real old, you know, 65. And, you know, well, I mean, when you're 20, you know, 65 is real old, you know, when you're 20. You know, but now then, when you get 65 or 70 years old, it doesn't seem old at all. You know, but, you know, when you're young, but then you want to get to the point where that you think, well, at 65, you know, I'll retire, and then I'll just sit on the front porch and rock, you know, or well, I'll buy me a motorhome, we'll travel around the country, and you know, you never think about how things can change from your plans. And a lot of times, those kind of plans, if you're really serving the Lord and doing what He says, He may alter those dreams or plans just a little bit. But if you'll serve Him and put Him first, He'll make those things come to pass. He'll give you the desires of your heart. You know, I mean, but if you do not serve Him, He will not bring those things to pass. It's just amazing. It says here, a fool will not turn from their evil to obtain their dreams. Now then, if everybody has dreams, but a fool that will continue to live in that evil, his dreams will never come true.
We're going to have to stop right there for today, but we'll start again tomorrow with a teaching. And if you'd like to have these teachings in their entirety, if you would just give us a call, we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. That's at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. And we'll send them to you free and postpaid. Or you can go to our website. You can listen to these teachings again from the website, or you can get them free and postpaid from www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That's the Living Savior Ministries. There you can listen to these again, or you can order them free and postpaid, and many other teachings free and postpaid from our website. Praise the Lord Jesus.